Welcome to the Byways Podcast, highlighting the destinations along the highways and byways of North America, as featured in the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner, and I have been editor and publisher of Byways Magazine for the past 40 years. Join us today as we visit Chicago's Riverwalk Bridges. Chicago is not just home to many of the world's earliest skyscrapers, it is also a city of bridges. Next time you cross the river along Michigan Avenue, State Street, Wells Street, or Wabash Avenue, look down. You're walking on one of five different types of movable bridges found in Chicago. There's a total of 37 movable bridges within the city limits. The Chicago River is a system of rivers and canals with a combined length of 156 miles that runs through the city of Chicago, including its center, the Chicago Loop. Though not especially long, the river is notable because it is one of the reasons for Chicago's geographic importance. The related Chicago Portage is a link between the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River Basin, and ultimately the Gulf of Mexico. The bridges across the downtown stretch of the Chicago River between Michigan Avenue and Orleans Street are some of the most iconic. It's what comes to mind when you think of Chicago bridges. Most of these are more than 90 years old, except for the Dearborn Street Bridge, which was constructed in 1962. The first trunnion bascule bridge in the country opened in 1902 over the north branch of the Chicago River at Cortlandt Street. Translated from French, trunnion means pivot point, and bascule means seesaw. Also known as the Chicago style, the bridge's leaves are suspended on axles or trunnions, with the massive concrete counterweights located below the bridge. What's especially noteworthy are the bridge tender towers at each end, which have designs that incorporate Art Deco, Beaux Arts, and Modernism styles. One of the most well-known is the DeStable Bridge, formerly known as the Michigan Avenue Bridge. It is a bascule bridge that carries Michigan Avenue across the Chicago River in downtown Chicago. The bridge was proposed in the early 20th century as part of a plan to link Chicago's South Side and North Side parks with a grand boulevard. Construction of the bridge started in 1918. It opened to traffic in 1920, and decorative work was completed in 1928. The bridge provides passage for vehicles and pedestrians on two levels. It can be raised to allow tall ships and boats to pass underneath. The bridge is included in the Michigan Wacker Historic District and has been designated as a Chicago landmark. The Outer Drive Bridge. This bridge was one of the most important Public Works Administration projects in Chicago. Spanning over the mouth of the Chicago River, it is the link between the North Side and the South Side. The hulking double-decker bascule bridge was finally completed in 1937. Some say it is the longest and widest bascule bridge in the world. The Kinzie Street Bridge is a single-leaf bascule bridge built in 1909. The Van Buren Street Bridge is another bascule bridge. It is the sixth bridge at this location carrying this name. It was completed in 1956. It replaced an 1895 rolling lift type bascule bridge. The Baton Corregidor Memorial Bridge, aka the State Street Bridge, is a double leaf bascule span open for river traffic. The LaSalle Street Bridge is a single deck, double leaf trunnion bascule bridge spanning the main stem of the Chicago River. It connects the near north side with the Loop area. It was constructed in 1928 at a cost of $2.5 million. The bridge was part of a scheme to widen LaSalle Street and improve access from the Loop to the north side of the river. The design of the bridge, along with those for new bridges at Madison Street, Franklin Street, and Clark Street, was approved in 1916. An inbound Pink Line train crosses the Lake Street Bridge over the Chicago River at Lake Street. The Wells Street Bridge carries a Chicago Transit Authority L Line train over the river. At the beginning and the end of each boating season, every downtown bridge is lifted to allow people to bring their high-masted boats to and from Lake Michigan. Today, the bridge is only open on a predetermined schedule. In the past century, they used to open whenever a boat needed to pass, causing massive disruption to both foot and vehicular traffic. If you'd like to learn more about Chicago's bridges, visit https://visitchicago.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast taken from the pages of Byways magazine. For more than 40 years, Byways has been known for its commitment to quality, offering full-page, four-color editorial spreads with breathtaking photography and HD video embeds in most content. This combination set Byways apart as a reliable and high-quality publication in the travel industry. If you would like a free digital subscription to Byways, visit https://byways.com. At the top of the page, on the very right, click on subscribe and follow the prompts. Thank you again for listening to today's Byways Magazine podcast.